going. Yeah, we've been talking about springtime and the Walpurgis Nacht Beltane Festival and all the stuff that's going on with that. But right now, we got to pivot over to some other events, because as you all know, after 9 o'clock, we talk about what's going to be going on this coming weekend for you in and around Kingston, Ontario. Mm-hmm. So, Simone, what's going on?
Okay, well, we got something coming up. It's presented by the Kingston Symphony Association. It's called Scotch Tasting.
Scotch.
So you can enjoy 5 single malt whiskeys from the Scottish Highlands at this year's Kingston Symphony Scotch Tasting. Mm-hmm. Sample.
Cool.
Sample 5 different whiskeys there.
Right on.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. That'd be kind of cool.
I think so. And then there's going to be a bagpiper there as well.
Interesting.
You know, serenade you as you do so.
Is serenade the word for bagpiper?
I don't know if that's
depends
the word.
Depends how close they're standing.
Right, and apparently there's going to be some delicious food pairings as well and a live auction.
Nice.
Yeah, so a lot going on there. Tickets are $129 each.
Okie dokie.
Okay, and if you want more information, please email admin@kingstonsymphony.ca or call 613-546-9729.
Cool, right on. Yeah, never get a cool event like that. Mm-hmm. I like that. A little more rough and tumble of an event. The secondhand shuffle is going on right now, right beside our sponsors, Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
It is in McGilvery Brown Hall, which is right across the street from Chalmers United Church on Barry Street. I got it. Oh, I'm good. I got the coffee burps. Yeah. They're coming. They're coming. I'm so excited.
They're always coming for me. Now they're coming for you.
That's right. So the secondhand shuffle is going on now until Thursday, May 1st. I believe, now you might want to ask them when you get there. I think stuff is free for students, but I think community members have to pay. Basically what it is when all the students move out, they donate like furniture and appliances and kitchen things and, you know, stuff that they just don't need anymore.
Right.
And then you can go in and it's like a flea market.
Yeah, get some stuff for your house.
Yeah, I've always found like cool stuff there. I go every year and you never know what you're going to find.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
That is good. It's a good deal.
Yeah, a lot of spatulas. You need a spatula? They got them. They got tons of them. So that's going on, like I said, until Thursday, May 1st. You can want to check that out.
Right on.
Yeah. You got one?
Yeah. So if you are looking for some musical entertainment, there's a band called The Lowest of the Low, and apparently they're having their 35th anniversary.
Cool.
So they're going to bless us with their talent on May 1st at the Broom Factory.
Ah, nice.
Okay, so that's at 7 p.m. and tickets go for $30. And Sweet. It's an all-ages event.
Nice. Yeah. Excellent. Another all-ages event that's going on May 2nd and 3rd. That is this Saturday and Sunday. Way out in the land of Gananoque, they're having a horror convention.
Oh,
isn't that wild?
That is wild.
Yeah.
But seems like that's a good fit.
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, it's called the Halfway to Halloween Festival because we are 6 months out from Halloween.
Right.
So, of course. Right. You know this. So they're having a horror con that's going on. It's a 2-day mid-year spooktacular. It's going to have special guest Felissa Rose from Sleepaway Camp and Terrifier 2. She's going to be there. She sounds delightful.
Yeah.
I really want to go there and meet her. She just seems like very effervescent and fun.
Yeah.
So Felissa Rose is going to be there. Dave Sheridan is going to be there. You know him best as Officer Doofy from Scary Movie.
Ooh.
So I want to go and meet him because Officer Doofy's hilarious.
Right.
And more importantly, Kit, the car from Knight Rider.
That I'd be in for that.
That'd be fun to see.
I love that show with David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, absolutely. So get up to Gananoque. Tickets are available at the door. There's a limited availability. It's an all-ages event. It's going to be at 600 King Street East, which is the Gan Recreation Center.
Right on.
Nice. Other things that are going on, the Homegrown Music Festival is this weekend. You're going to want to check out their website or Kingston Live because there's going to be music everywhere. It's big lineups. Lots of bars have all day bands. Mm-hmm. I think RCHA, Bottoms Up, all over the place.
Yeah.
It's all local homegrown music.
Nice.
I'm gonna check that out.
Check it out.
Yeah. Any more from you? Okay, I got one more to go. It's not until June, but the Skeleton Park Arts Festival, also known as
SPAF.
Yeah, SPAF has just formally announced their full lineup for that festival. So if you boogie on over to the Skeleton Park Art Fest website, you're going to see the whole lineup for one of the greatest festivals that we got going on.
Nice.
It's free. It's like a park picnic. Multiple stages. We got Piner's going to be playing. We've got Wyatt Lewis OS Project. The Birdbone Theater is going to be playing. It's going to be good. It's always good.
Yeah.
So again, check out their website or their Instagram for more details on that.
Mm-hmm.
Summer is beginning.
It's starting.
We're getting to it.
Yeah.
Get those maypoles out. Get your snaps. We're going to have some fun. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
We'll get back to the tunes in honor of spring. We're going to play this classic from Dion and the Belmonts with My Girl, The Month of May.
Mm.
I really radioed the heck out of that.
You did.
You say it. I want to hear you say it.
My Girl, The Month of May.
That was better.
Yeah.
I like that a lot better.
Yeah.
Right here.
On CFRC 101.9 FM.
This is Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
We'll be right back. Imagine. You're listening to CFRC 101.9, and I am down with you.
Gotta get up, gotta get going. Rain or shine, sleeting or snowing. Nothing can stop me, stop me, stop my loving you. Walking through the woods, climb a tall mountain. Loving's in my heart like water's in the fountain. Nothing can stop me, stop me, stop my loving you. Well, I crawl through a fire, walk through a river. You be the taker and I'll be the giver. I'll give you loving, loving, honey, that's what I do.
Sing pretty good.
Well, not good. Haven't you ever heard of the English language?
Don't pull a flip out, Mama.
Yeah, sometimes shook up old ladies. Get cut.
Come on, honey.
Making water by mine.
How are you, Simone?
I'm good. How are you, Jeff?
I'm fine. You're still with us?
I'm still here, baby.
It's a high energy day today.
It is.
I've been throwing stuff at you.
Yeah, it's almost like you had like an IV of coffee.
Probably.
Like straight into the bloodstream.
You know what it is? Our sponsors, Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
They do coffee catering. And right now I'm doing these coffee deliveries first thing in the morning, like before I come into the show.
Yeah.
And to make it easier on myself, I'm using a percolator. And percolator coffee.
Yeah. You think it's different?
Maybe it's like jet fuel or something.
Maybe, because you've blasted off.
Woo!
You are gone.
It's a combination of that and my Hawaiian shirt.
Yes.
And just the beginning of summer.
Yeah, you're excited,
it's
eh?
It's a triple whammy of positivity today on the show.
Yeah.
So hope you're all having a good time at Indie Morning Wake Up.
Yeah, I think they are.
I think they are, too.
Yeah.
CFRC, the place to be. If you're just joining us, it's 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. Check out the archives if you want to re-listen to the show a million times.
Yes.
Hear my glorious voice. I know that you got to give the people what they want.
You got to.
Totally. Including Mark Eric. We heard a classic from Mark Eric with Night of the Lions.
Ooh.
Kind of some biker tunes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shook up old ladies. Get cut. Also in that set, we had Buddy Miller with Nothing Can Stop Me. We had some more country twang with Isaac Opatz and his classic Going Through the Big D. We had the Gnomes with their brand new one, Magic Man. Do check out the music video for that.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It is fun.
Yeah. And we opened her up with Dion and the Belmonts and My Girl, The Month of May. Because May's coming.
Yep.
Spring is coming.
It is.
I think I'm really excited for spring and summer because of such a terrible winter it's been.
Yeah. It's going to be a relief.
It will.
Yeah.
It's been an unrelenting winter. The only good thing about an unrelenting snow fest this... Like, I'm getting there. Yeah. is that I got to watch a lot of movies.
Mm-hmm.
I got to watch a lot of TV shows. And that's what brings us here today.
Yes.
Movie news.
Movie news with the movie nerd.
Simone's favorite segment of the day.
Well, I don't mind being the student.
What happens?
Sensei.
As always, my eyes
my
roll.
Movie sensei.
That's right. My eyes roll into the back of my head. I pass out. I wake up 10 minutes later. You say I've been rambling about Star Wars for 20 minutes. Yeah. So here we are.
It's all right.
So today's headlines, we got a lot of little headlines, a lot of teaser trailers that are out to mention, and a few little birthdays. So
okay.
A little bit of everything. First, right. I want to mention that Hot Docs is going on in Toronto right now. So you want to check out Canada's greatest documentary film festival and learn something, why don't you?
Have you ever been to it?
Once, actually, yeah, when I was living there. And it's fun.
Yeah.
Little festival. It's a lot easier to get into things, I find. Or at least back then, it was a lot easier to get into things than TIFF was.
Right.
Probably now, too, because TIFF is such a, you know.
It's huge.
It's huge. Too big.
Yeah.
But Hot Docs is nice. You get to meet some cool people, get to schmooze a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think Hot Docs is good because it's underrepresented films.
Yeah.
And you get to see things and filmmakers that you would have otherwise not checked out.
Anything you would do a documentary on?
Ooh.
What would you, like, if you could make any documentary?
I would go to that brewery in Germany that's been in operation for a century,
I
would talk to them,
I think you would,
I would do a Walpurgis Nacht beer doc.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
You? That was an easy one.
Totally. How about you? If you make a documentary, like a subject, a person, follow someone around for a week and film every aspect of their life? Not me.
Not you?
God,
I can't.
No.
Do you?
No.
Maybe I do my sister.
Oh, cool.
My sister Hazel.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Sweet.
She's interesting life.
We'll get some hidden cameras.
Yeah. She loved that.
Gotcha journalism. Awesome. And then you'll see us at Hot Docs in a couple of years. Yeah, it'll be good.
Yeah.
Speaking of film festivals, there is a 5-minute movie festival that's happening in Kingston in September, and they're taking submissions right now. Submissions are due at the end of August. We got some time.
Yeah.
But it's anywhere from 30 seconds to 5 minutes. No budget required. No skill required. Just fun.
Do you have any ideas?
Not yet.
Not
but
yet.
I'm thinking,
but it'll come to you.
Yeah, totally. So I think, we have to make it because when the fellow was talking to me about it, who was putting it together, he looked me dead in the eyes. He goes, "You're making something, right?"
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
So yeah, we got to do something. So
yeah, for sure.
Check out their website. It's the 5-Minute Film Fest in Kingston if you're interested. It just seems like a lot of goofy fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. On to the headlines. Like I said, it's a lot of trailers that have been releasing today. So I'll quickly ramble through a few.
Okay, go ahead.
Nicolas Cage in the Spider-Noir, the full trailer.
Oh, Nicolas Cage is coming back.
He's coming back as a black and white 1930s gritty detective who is also Spider-Man.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's a lot of layers
A lot of layers.
A lot of clothes. He's got the Spider-Man outfit, a hat.
Absolutely.
And then, like, a trench coat on top of it.
Yeah, he, like grizzled and over the hill, and he's punchy-kicky, and there's,
like... he's got a tie there, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. He's not hot? He's not. It's not humid in his whole getup?
Who knows? Maybe that's going to be something in the show.
Maybe.
But it looks, like, so weird that I have to see it.
Yeah.
It's going to broadcast in black and white or color. I'll definitely watch it in black and white because I just think that's going to be a lot of fun.
They're going to just present it in those two options?
Yeah.
Like you can watch it in the color in black and white? Okay.
Totally. Absolutely. So that's coming out to an Amazon Prime May 27th.
Okay.
Got to keep our peepers peeled for that.
All right.
Like Nick Cage. He always picks cool stuff.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And I like, because Spider-Man Noir was in the animated ones and Nick Cage did the voice for it.
So makes sense.
Yeah.
Bring it to life now, Nick.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Come to us, Nick. Here's an interesting one. Coyote versus Acme. This is a Looney Tunes live action / animated movie that Warner Brothers was going to release a couple years ago, but then they pulled it from their slate for tax reasons. The movie was completely finished, and the heads of Warner Brothers took a lot of flack from us nerds because they pulled it just so they could save a few bucks on their tax bill. So it was one of those movies that, you know, we were worried we were never going to get to see it.
Right.
It's about the Wile E. Coyote, and he gets a lawyer who's played by Will Forte, and they're suing Acme Corporation because all the stuff that he buys from Acme to hunt the Roadrunner never worked.
Right,
so
that's
it's a
true.
Legal comedy.
Oh, all the dynamite, all the sticks of dynamite.
All the magnets, all the roller skates with rockets on them, yeah. So he's taking Acme to court, and that's what the movie's about.
Okay.
So a distribution company swooped in, bought the rights for it. Now they're going to release it, and I'm really excited because...
Interesting.
They're going to make so much money off a movie they didn't even produce.
Interesting. And so they've got the live action, and you've got Wile E. Coyote, so it's kind of like a Who Framed Roger Rabbit type of look,
exactly,
right?
Yeah, totally. So that one comes out August 28th. 8th of this year, so you're going to want to check out the trailer for that. It's interesting, it's fun.
Very interesting.
And this company, good on them, you know?
Yeah,
give the people what they want.
There you go.
We've also got the teaser trailer just released for Ted Lasso Season 4, another show that was too good to stay dead. They brought it back.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't watched it yet.
No.
The teaser, so I'm excited to check that out.
Yeah.
But I love me my Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso.
The feel good show of the...
And the mustache.
Gotta love that stash, yeah.
You like his stash?
Of course.
You got a stash, too. Your stash can rival his stash, I think.
I don't think so. That's
no?
Tough talk, Simone.
Oh.
The door is over there. How dare you? I don't know. We also had a trailer for Jackass, Best and Last, number 4,
ooh,
coming out this summer. Comes out the end of June.
Mm.
Have you ever watched those?
No, but I know it's painful, right?
Yeah. But like the stuff they do in the movies, because they have a movie budget, out of this world.
Okay.
So I'm very excited to see Johnny Knoxville and the crew come back and do all that nonsense.
Yeah.
Good stuff. We've got a couple celebrity birthdays before we talk about our main story. Happy 71st birthday to Captain Janeway herself, Kate Mulgrew. Happy birthday, Kate Mulgrew. She was in Orange is the New Black.
Okay.
Working actor, been at it for decades.
Yeah.
I love her.
She a character actor?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Michelle Pfeiffer, leading lady, turned 68 today.
Mm.
I'm glad she's still giving
it. Catwoman.
Best Catwoman, I think.
Yeah, I think she was.
Totally.
Good. Although Anne Hathaway's Catwoman was good, too.
Her Catwoman was good. I just don't think the movie did enough with her, in my opinion.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my opinion. She was also really good, though. You're right.
Yeah.
But no one beats Eartha Kitt.
Eartha Kitt was it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Speaking of Anne Hathaway, though, Devil Wears Prada 2 comes out.
Yes.
I'd go for Tucci. I'm going for Tucci alone.
Tucci?
I love me my Tucci.
He looks pretty good. His fashion is great.
King of the bald men.
Yeah, he is.
Absolutely.
He's smooth.
Speaking of smooth, happy 69th birthday to Daniel Day-Lewis. I hear he retired from acting and now he makes shoes in Italy.
Make shoes?
Apparently he's a cobbler by trade.
Like he's actually making his shoes. It's not a business that he owns.
Well, I think he owns it. All I heard is that he's cobbling now.
Okay.
It's like, what's he up to these days?
Making shoes.
Hammering shoes. Can you imagine him with the ruler over his shoulders and the nails in his teeth? Being Daniel Day-Lewis. What a weirdo.
Wow. Well, you you know, like actors have, they can have hobbies.
I get. No, they can't.
Yeah, just like Superman. He likes.
Henry Cavill.
Yeah.
You're right. He's a big gamer.
King
of the nerds.
They have their things. Johnny Depp is a painter too.
Oh, true. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So they can have.
Brian Adams is a photographer.
Yeah. So they can do other things.
They
too.
Are human, I guess.
Yeah.
But they're also better than us, Simone. You know
I
this.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. Uma Thurman, she's better than all of us. She's 56 today.
Happy birthday, Uma.
Uma, yes.
Do you know what it means? I don't know what it means.
Uma?
We should look that up.
Uma. I don't know.
Uma.
I'll have to ask her parents, I guess.
Yeah.
I'll have to figure it out. But yeah, our main story today before we get back to the tunes is the Michael Jackson movie came out.
Yeah.
Grossed $217 million at the box office and wildly different.
217?
217. Big deal, yeah.
Right out the gate, eh?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's drawing a lot of buzz because of the internet reviews. The audience score is very positive.
Right.
And then the critic score is very negative.
Really?
Yeah. There's
Why
a big
is there
divide.
Such a discrepancy there?
I think from what I've been hearing from the reviewers, because I haven't seen it yet, but a lot of people are saying it's a very solid biopic. However, it doesn't get into any of the controversy. So
right.
If you're a fan of Michael Jackson, you're going to like
it. You love the music's there.
Yeah.
And like the Jackson 5 pieces. And then, you know, his bad and...
His dad, bad
know,
dad.
The moonwalk and everything. That's all that is there.
And then, but then apparently the
but
movie
not the,
ends...
Not at, the...
Not the controversy. Not, the movie ends before all that.
Oh,
so
I
it
see.
Ends on a high note at the peak of his career and doesn't delve. So that people say, like the critics are saying that for a biopic, it doesn't really have the teeth that it maybe should. And then the other criticism is that there's no Janet Jackson in it. She's not in it at all.
Maybe she didn't want to be in it.
Maybe,
I think she didn't want to have anything to do with it.
I guess.
Think she didn't want to, and then Paris, the daughter.
Oh, right. Yeah, because this is a movie that is, like, it's been, like, blessed by the Jackson family, right?
Yeah.
So they had to get permission and all that. And it is Michael's nephew who plays him.
Yeah, Jafar.
So he's getting great reviews. They say he's
apparently,
amazing.
Apparently, like, he really does it well.
Yeah, like they're saying he's not an actor playing Michael Jackson. He is Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And then the other great review is Colman Domingo as the father. I love that guy. And apparently he's amazing. And like he's the villain. And he plays it really well. Yeah.
Oh.
They say there's not much with the other brothers, but then there's five of them, and it's only a two-hour movie.
Right.
So, you know, it's Michael. It's not, it's not the Jacksons.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I'm going to check it out when it's on streaming, I think.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So that's why that's the news.
Yeah, definitely worth seeing.
Totally.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you.
you're welcome.
We're done. On to the music. You got us till 10 o'clock. So another half hour of rocking out with you guys. Thank you for humoring me with that last segment.
Right on.
Yeah, let's
do it. No problem.
We've got a new song.
I'm here for you.
Thanks, Simone. You're going to love this one. This is a song.
You're the best.
It's called Crocodiles. Or no, the band is called Crocodiles. The song is called Greetings from Hell.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's a surprisingly nice song.
Is it? Is it sweet?
We'll see.
Okay.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
Let's do it.
Okay.
moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
In a post-post-feminist world, you're taking up too much time and space. It's a timeless eternal plea when the birds were corrupted by the bees. It's as old as Adam and Eve. Let's raise a rift to fragility. In a post-post-feminist world, girls created harmony.
Together we are Larkin Poe.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Perhaps my mind is deceiving me. Some see me as a deity. That's an alternate version. In reality, I'm a dad disposing of vermin. Hard to see both sides of the curtain. Been underground and emerging so long it's concerning. Decided it was time for submersion. When I heard the conversations were all about conversions. They described me as subversive. Tried to make it clear as can be, forget my cursive. I was trying to find purpose all beyond a purchase. But I still cop a shirt whenever I get nervous. Biker jacket like I ride the Sturgis. Surviving with my pride in the time of serpents. Falling like I'm Yusuf Nurkic. Got me searching for new diversions. True vintage immersion for you to converge with. One time for the MC. Two times for my squad. Yeah. Three times for the DJ, four times for you all, one time for the MC, two times for my squad, three times for the DJ, four times for you all.
took a lifetime for me to find these perfect genes. Took a lifetime for me to find these rhyme schemes. Growing on the road like high beams. Growing up, they call this rap life a pipe dream. Nowadays, it's all timelines and live streams. I'm Rafa the Atelier. I study hemlines and eye the seams. Turn a track into a crime scene. The DR shirt is iridescent. The blazer is lime green. Fine-tune my sound. Link with the right team. Junior T's like Sterling Ruby. I apply the themes. Draft a collection, then it goes to the streets. Well-practiced, master craftsman on a beat. I treat the stage like it's a runway. My engineer is like a premiere in some ways. I wear Dior when I'm on tour. Give me my flowers like fall 2012 couture. Yeah. One time for the MC. Two times for my squad. Three times for the DJ. Four times for you all. One time for the MC. Two times for my squad. Three times for the DJ. Four times for you all. Rewind, need a replay. Response, need a call. Yeah. Keep us on like a keepsake. All that rise must fall. All that rise must fall. All that rise must fall. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Set sail on this ocean of flavor with me. I'll be your captain. I'm Steve Harrington.
side. Then we grew a little and romanticized the time I saw flowers in your hair. See, it takes a boy to live, it takes a man to pretend he was there. So then we grew a little and knew a lot, and now we demonstrated it to the cops. And all the things we said, we were self-assured. 'Cause it's a long road to wisdom, but it's a short one to being ignored. Be in my eyes, be in my heart, be in my
see me. What do we have for thee? The Lumineers with Flowers in Your Hair. Good springtime song right there. I've never really played the Lumineers on this show before.
They're sweet.
They're sweet. Yeah. They got a lot of flack because of that style of music. People said it was like the quintessential like 2010s uber hipster music.
Uber hipster?
Yeah, back when hipsters were derided for being too cool. I take personal offense.
How were they dressed then?
It was, you know, peak hipster, right? Your skinny jeans and your plaid shirt. Your beanie and your beard.
Yeah.
It's not a toque when you're a hipster. It's a beanie.
It's a beanie.
And your Pabst Blue Ribbon. I lived through that hipster age in Toronto.
Did you dress?
I dress like normal. I dress like I dress always.
Yeah.
But I had friends.
You have a few plaid shirts, eh?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. They rubbed off on me. But I had a few friends that, like, did that full, like, emo to hipster transition. Like they really drank the Kool-Aid on that one.
For it.
Yeah, it was fun. Do you want to go see a band release their cassette in the basement of a record store? Yeah, anyways. They call me Jeff the Nerd for a reason.
Oh my goodness, Jeff.
Awesome.
You're the best.
Welcome back, you guys, to CFRC. Also in that last set we had Honey Dijon with her new track, Private Eye, featuring Rochelle Jordan. Pretty good. I like Honey Dijon. It's great.
Yeah, it is great.
Fantastic. We had a new track from Cadence Weapon featuring Junia T with Couture, or I think it's called Fall 2012 Couture.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. We also had Essential Logic with Luna Leg. Sorry, no. Hold on. It's Luna Leg featuring Laura Logic with Girls.
Right.
Now I got it.
Okay.
Excellent. And then we also had that set Crocodiles with their new track, Greetings from Hell. Not as nice as I thought it was.
Yeah.
It's fine, though. It's good. You got to rock out a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And yeah, it's about 10 to 10. We're going to sign off. Hope you all had a pretty good morning hanging out with us, as always. Yeah. I'm not going to be here next week.
Oh.
I got stuff to do.
Got places to be.
Yeah, I got to move and shake.
Yeah.
So it might be a rerun, or I might just let Simone and Vinny struggle through it. How are you going to survive without the Nerd? What are you going to talk about in Star Wars segment?
I don't know what we're going to do.
It's going to be something. And then the week afterwards is our annual Eurovision special.
Yes.
So just when you thought I didn't get Eurotrashy enough today, with our Beltane.
You're coming full force.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
It's going to be good. So Simone, what did you learn today that you didn't know yesterday?
It's Uma's birthday.
It's Uma's birthday.
Yeah.
Uma Thurman, the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you also learned...
I also learned that Nicolas Cage wears a lot of clothing.
That's true. In Spider-Man Noir, yeah. I thought you were going to say that you can't get a specific type of German 1,000-year-old beer in town because I bought
them
all.
That's true. That too. I learned that too. You took it all, Jeff.
That's right. The Weihenstuber or whatever it's called. You can't get it. I hope you all have a good weekend. Hope you enjoy, you know, the beginning of May and the beginning of the summer season. And get out to Gananoque and meet Felissa Rose and Kit. The car from Knight Rider. I'm excited for that. I'm going to check that out. It's going to be good. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
Now Simone the Moan.
We're going to sign off. Another Beltane Walpurgis Nocturne tune from a band called Omina. This one's called Fee-Ra-Hurry. I think I pronounced that correctly.
Mm-hmm.
If we get to it then, after that, we've got Super Chunk with There's a Ghost and King Khan and the Barbecue Show after that with Love You So.
Love You So.
We love you guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you, guys.
We'll catch you all next week.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
James and Matt from Ash and Bloom.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
Roll the dice on Saturday nights at 11 p.m. with CFRC's Radio Roulette. Every week we get a new...
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Tu as 14 à 30 ans et tu veux créer une activité en français pour les jeunes de ta communauté? Avec le programme VIF, c'est possible. Tu peux recevoir 850$ pour soutenir ton activité et l'organisme partenaire reçoit 150$ pour appuyer. Passe à l'action et fais rayonner le français dans ta communauté. Visite programmevive.ca et dépose ta demande dès maintenant.
Live music fans, get ready. Spring Reverb returns for its fifth edition May 28th through the 31st in downtown Kingston, Ontario, and CFRC is thrilled to be part of the action. Over 4 days, you can catch live music panels, workshops, and see what makes the Kingston music scene tick. Get ready for acts like Bedouin Soundclash, The Dirty Nil, Hot Garbage, By Divine Rights, Slaves of Spanky, Pony Girl, Tanya Iyer, Golden Feather, and so much more. Also, make sure to check out all the free panels, workshops, a merch market, and the first ever Cataraqui Punk Rock Flea Market. For more information on the lineup and tickets, visit KPP Concerts.